Good morning. It's September 20th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Coming Home. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Matthew 7:25. We arrived back in Dallas after a week in rural Maine visiting my mom. In her 90s and still building her own fires, cooking her own meals, walking the dirt road, and caring for her little dog. And sailing with other relatives for a peaceful, much cooler week. But while we were there, Hurricane Laura slammed into the Texas-Louisiana coast as a Category 4 storm, outpacing even Katrina from 15 years ago. While landfall was in marshy, less populated areas, small cities like Lake Charles were devastated. Still, life goes on. On the Skylink from our arriving terminal to the one at which we had parked on departure, we spoke with a woman and her teenage daughter. I had noted that the teen's shoes were untied and the trailing laces almost became trapped in the teeth of the escalator as we approached the train level, and this initiated our conversation. The mom said they lived in Lake Charles, and when the time came to evacuate, they had moved to a shelter in a high school. They had grabbed a few possessions as they hurried out the door, but had inadvertently left the daughter's new iPhone behind. After the storm passed, they tried to fly out, but the airport was destroyed and closed indefinitely, so they just kept on driving to Dallas, where FEMA had directed them. She cheerfully related all of this, including the fact that her home had a tree on it. Well, through it, actually, she said, and they would just deal with it when they got home. She was at DFW International to get her daughter on a plane to see her father in St. Louis. The good Lord saw us through all right, just another adventure. We were struck by her attitude. In a time when people are even more tense than usual, liable to explode into road rage for someone who cuts them off in traffic, or go off on somebody because they weren't wearing a mask, recall pandemic 2020, this woman viewed the destruction of her house as a blessing because they were all safe. You see, Christ wasn't talking about an actual structure in Matthew 7. He was talking about attitude, an attitude of faith. Faith in the unfailing love and eternal promises of the Savior keep your life and your family's foundation secure. Home is where the heart is, right? If your heart is Jesus' home, Jesus the cornerstone, then you have built your life on the rock, and a little thing like a Category 4 hurricane can't even touch it. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. How simple and joyful and peaceful our lives could all be if we would only build our homes, set our hearts on the rock. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.